Hello and welcome to the Dare to Believe podcast. My name is Brittany Wagner and I'm here with Pastor Christy Grainer. Hello, Pastor Christy.
Hi, Brittany. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. We're so excited to be with you all today because we are talking about dreams and dream interpretation, and that's one of our favorite topics.
Oh, I just love the way God speaks through dreams. Yeah. And I love what happens when you talk to people about dreams, and especially the dreams that the Lord is waking something up in them. It just, you can feel it come alive in them.
Yeah, and it's dreams wonderful. Impact everyone because everybody dreams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So it's a good topic, it's a fun topic, and it's applicable all around, and it's just fun to see how God is speaking to people through dreams and how dreams impact people.
Exactly. And we are very grateful for people who send in dreams to us, and there's all sorts of different dreams that come in, and we want to encourage you, if you are willing to be patient with us, please send a dream into our website, and we have a team of dream interpreters that are well-trained, and they're lovely people, and they'll be happy to interpret the dream for you with what we call ancient Hebraic dream interpretation. So what that means to us is we have studied scripture and how God speaks, and learned how to understand metaphoric language in a way that the Holy Spirit accentuates what a dream means for a person. And then we have these tools that help us to basically broaden out what the dream interpretation is.
Mm-hmm. And because it's a metaphorical language, so it's a language that God speaks in, and the Bible is just full of different metaphors. And that's what kind of helps us as the base when we're trying to discern what a dream means. It's working with the Holy Spirit, and it's also looking at the Bible for what that metaphorical language is actually saying.
Right. And some people will say, can't you just ask Holy Spirit what the dream means? Absolutely. There's never anything wrong with just asking Holy Spirit what the dream means. But, you know, sometimes I still don't know what the dream means after that. And I'll sit down and you know, the more you press in with the Lord and the closer you get to Him and the more you get into Scripture, the more of a understanding you will get of what the Lord is saying to you. And what I encourage people with all the time is He doesn't just drop a dream in your lap and say, now it's up to you. This is your problem. You figure out what it means and you're on your own. He isn't like that. The Lord is so kind and so loving. It's a conversation He's having with you. So He's telling you something in the dream, but you can find out as much as you can by interpreting the dream, but also continue the conversation with the Lord. Say, I don't understand. Brittany and I were talking about some dreams we've had, and I have a dream where I keep ending up far up north, and I don't understand why. I don't understand why I'm going so far north. And north is usually a good thing in a dream, which is great. But then there's some frustrations I get when I get up north. So going north means you're going further into the things of God. You're going into higher things. That's great. I love it. But why have I got these frustrations I'm bringing with me to that place? And that's what I'm having a conversation with the Lord these days. Okay, I love that I'm going these places, but tell me more about what is wrong with me and what I've got to deal with in me that to make it go better.
And it's a perfect example of how God will shine the light on something that He wants you to see. And He wants to, like Christy said, engage in that conversation with you about it. Mm-hmm. Because that He really is our healer. He's the one who can help us see what we don't even, or maybe aren't even aware of in ourselves, to be able to bring to Him. Because He brings us glory to glory. He wants to make us whole. And He wants to see us walking out the fullness of what He has planned for us.
So. Correct. And so we picked a dream to talk to you about today that has got a couple things in it. Color and light in a dream is very important because God is light. In Him there is no darkness. You know, Jesus talked about Himself. He said, I'm the light of the world. And so darkness is not where we look for our answers. We look in light. And when our dreams are filled with light and color, and that is one indication to us. You know, there's never, we take the whole package and we talk to the Lord about it, but a light and color is one indication that you're getting a lot of good information from the Lord. This is what He wants you to know. If there is iffy color and it's faded colors and it's dark colors, it's an indication you're getting some of what the Lord wants you to know, but that there's some interference, some spiritual interference that's keeping you from getting everything God wants to say to you. And if it's black and white, that's an indication that there's a lot of blockage, there's a lot of interference, and you're not. This is not a dream that's necessarily what the Lord wants to say to you. Have you ever had any black and white dreams?
Not that I can recall at the moment, but I'm sure I have.
I had one that was very vivid to me, and I had been learning for a while. I was a pastor, and I was already learning about some dream interpretation, and people had talked about this black and white thing, and I'm like, I can't remember whether I've had black and white dreams or not. I just did not remember, and I had then this one night a black and white dream, and I remember while I was dreaming, I'm like, oh, this is one of those black and white dreams they're talking about. There was no color. And what the Lord was doing was giving me the dream. He was telling me what the enemy's plan was for me. And when you have these black and white dreams, you don't have to be afraid of them. You just need to make sure to get prayer coverage. So what I did on the advice of my people who are teaching me dream interpretation was get some prayer coverage because there was some stuff coming after me. And that was what this black and white dream had talked about, is me being harmed and me being having some things to deal with, and we prayed, and I'm still here, still doing great. So it's just an indicator that he let me see the enemy's plan. Does that make sense? It wasn't the Lord's plan, but the Lord let me see the enemy's plan. Mm-hmm. And when you know that your enemy's strategy, you can come against it. I mean, in a football game, why do the coaches always hide their mouths? Because they don't want their enemy to see their strategy. Mm-hmm. So that is, the Lord is giving you insight into how your spiritual enemy is trying to harm you.
You were given the enemy's playbook. He was saying, exactly, this is what the enemy's play wanted to be, but right, it doesn't have to happen that way.
So don't be afraid. Just make sure to get prayer and get people who are helping you with that. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, we are created in three parts. We serve a tripartite God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Three parts, one God. And we are made in God's image. So we are made with three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Three parts, one person. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 talks about this. It says, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so there are times when we need to discern, all right, this dream I'm having, is this dream coming from the Lord? Is this dream coming from my soul, which is your mind, your will, your emotions? Is this dream coming from my body? Like, if I'd been taking medications that are giving me weird dreams, is it something I ate that gave me weird dreams? And there are ways you can discern that. We unpack that in some of our classes, but basically, you need to discern where you're dreaming from. Mm-hmm. So color and light make a difference. And we'll talk about this dream, which I think is more of a soul-based dream. Mm. And it's not bad that you have soul-based dreams. It's just, it originated from this person wanting something very much.
Yeah. And like we've talked about in some of the other podcasts, you know, when God gives you a dream, there's like a knowing, like there's just a knowing that you have, that you know that this means something big. Like there's something on this. And it's usually one of those. It's funny because, like Christian mentioned, we get dreams submitted to us. And sometimes the date of the dream that people put on there is from many years ago. So you know that it was something that really resonated, has stuck with that person. So they know it was God speaking to them and just needed maybe a little bit of help getting that interpretation. So that's kind of a one of the ways that you can discern, right, between a God-given dream versus a soul dream, is just kind of the sense and the feeling that you have towards it.
Right. And I like this dream because there's both the color and the light and some of the soul-based stuff. And I don't think this is necessarily a dream that the Lord's letting her see the enemy's plan, but I think it's more of a dream where the Lord's letting her see that her soul is driving a lot of what she's doing. Mm. And it's interesting because the entire dream, the way she says it is black and white, except there's one part where there's a notebook that is in, like it is in real life. It's golden and it glitters. So when it's all black and white except this one thing that tells you that God's truth and God's presence is on that thing powerfully. So that's very important. Mm-hmm. And so we see that in this dream. And you want to read the dream?
Yes. So one thing that we always get as a part of our dream interpretations is we always ask for a title. And the title of this dream is Hope. And I'm just going to convey what the individual submitted as a part of their dream. This is submitted by a woman who says, the man I love calls me that he cannot see me because he is in the hospital because he has a bacteria in his stomach. Then, in the dream, it is not super clear, but I think I want to go see him anyway and pack my car. I also put my Jesus notebook in my car. This is one I have in real life, and I use for writing how I am feeling, what I think or feel that Jesus is telling me, and what I pray for, and all of those other kind of notes. So when I come back to the car, the book has a lot of pages ripped out. I know who did it, a friend of the man I love. I feel very humiliated that how he can see everything about my feelings and thoughts about the man I love. But then the man I love comes up to me smiling, and then his friend comes running from another side. The friend is waving with the ripped pages in his hands and shouts, "So it was all true, your feelings were real, and you love him for real." And then I stood with the man I love and was wondering whether or not he still had the bacteria and if it would be contagious. It's a very interesting dream.
Interesting dream. And who is this dream about? Who's the focus of this dream? And pretty much the focus of the dream is the dreamer. The man that she loves is important, but if you took him out of the dream, she's still thinking about things. She's still writing in a notebook, and she's still pursuing something. So, and she, you, if you took her out of the dream, there's just this guy in the hospital, and there's really no interaction. So we know that the focus is the dreamer, mm-hmm. And so what the dreamer is looking for is a love relationship, someone she feels passionate about. Her emotions, her soul feels strongly about this individual, and that's mm-hmm. not a bad thing. It's just how she is, and
It drives her, and literally drives her, right? So she decides yes. She's even going to pack up her car and still go see him anyway. So
that's
it drives
really
her.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And what she packs in her notebook is this Jesus notebook, or in her car is this Jesus notebook, where the one she has in real life, and she uses it for writing her feelings, how she thinks, and what Jesus is telling her, what she's praying about. That is the one part of the dream that is color. The rest of the dream is black and white. So that book about Jesus, the Lord is saying, this is very important that you are writing and praying and talking and writing to the Lord and telling your feelings and processing them with the Lord and praying about these things. That is very important. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is pretty much coming out of your soul, mm-hmm. which is doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means it's not God telling you and telling you that this relationship is going to happen. Mm-hmm. It is you wanting it very badly. Mm-hmm. And the Lord knows that. And he's talking to you about this, wanting you to continue what you're doing with that notebook and writing the pages. And so in your soul, what you're wanting is for him to find out, in the man actually to find out how you feel about him. So I would suspect from the way this dream played out, you have not voiced to him how you feel, but you have written it in the journal, and you want someone to share with him how you feel about him by sharing the pages of the journal. That's what your soul wants. That's what your mind, your will, your emotions wants. But the Lord's not telling you that it's him necessarily. Mm-hmm. He's not telling you it's bad. It's just, he's telling you it's him. I remember a dream like this that I was teaching in northern Minnesota somewhere. I was teaching a class, and there were lots of kids there. And there was a 15-year-old, I'm not sure how old he was, who came, and he said, "I had this dream, and in this dream that I got a drum set, and I'm so excited because I've just wanted a drum set." And I said, "Okay, tell me more about your dream." And we talked about his dream, and I said, "So..." And he said, well, as he's telling me about this, he said, "And it's this drum set, and I cut it out of a magazine, and I taped it on my bedroom wall, mm-hmm. and I look at it every night before I go to sleep." Well, the Lord's not telling him he's not going to get a drum set, but that is a soul-based dream, because he's looking at it every night before he goes to sleep. He's thinking about it. He's wanting it passionately. It's just that the Lord is his soul's giving him that dream. That's mm-hmm. pretty much the way this dream is. It's a soul-based dream. This is a really neat guy. You know there's something wrong with him, like this bacteria in his stomach. You know something's wrong with him and what he has taken into himself. Mm-hmm. You know something's not right, mm-hmm. but you really feel passionate about him, and your heart wants him. So that's driving you. Mm-hmm. I love that you said that. That's a perfect metaphor. It's driving you. But the Lord wants you to focus on the journal that you write and the mm-hmm. prayers you have and then processing it with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I love what you said there too. It's the Lord's highlighting the fact that although this is a desire, like process it, continue to process it, you know, like continue to bring that to him. And that's really what we're called to do, is be able to share and bring our emotions to the Lord so that we can make sure that it's not what drives us. We want our spirit to drive us versus our soul to drive us.
Right. Yeah. And the Lord sees it all. He sees it all, and he cares for it all. And so keep processing your feelings for this person in prayer and with the Lord, and don't get ahead of him. Don't let your feelings drive you. You do want the Lord to drive you into the, and he has relationships for you that are healthy and strong. And so let him be the one who lights the way for that.
Yeah, because I mean, I think the end of the dream speaks to it all too, because even in the dream itself, when she ended up with the man that she loved, she still wondered about his bacteria. She still was concerned about what he had going on internally.
What he had taken into himself.
Yes, exactly. Right. So it still wasn't, you know, this fairy tale, happy ever after.
And she wants it really bad. And, you know, we've all been in that place there's, we desire something and we want it, and we want our relationship we want. And the Lord knows how you feel. But I love that. I mean, the Lord makes it so clear. The only thing that was in color was this gold glittery journal where you were praying and talking to the Lord about how things go.
So that's so really
good.
Beautiful.
Good job. So Lord, we do bless this dreamer. We bless this dreamer and anyone else who's struggling with wanting things so badly and having a hard time waiting. Lord, would you give them peace? Would you give them wisdom? Would you help us not to be ahead of you, God, too far in our lives? Would you help us not to lag behind, but to trust you to bring the good things into our lives that we need, to trust you to be a good father to us with relationships, with provision, with all the things we need. And especially this dreamer, Lord, would you bring her the desires of her heart? In Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, this was fun. It was fun to kind of walk through a soul dream with you, Christy. Thank you so much.
And we all have them. We all have them. It's not bad that people have soul dreams. That's right. But just knowing that that's where it came from.
Yeah. And actually, it's our body processing through stuff too, right? It's kind of a soul dream is a way to process through some things.
Exactly. A lot of dreams that aren't from the Lord are from our soul. And it is, I mean, people who don't know the Lord sometimes get dreams from the Lord, but most of their dreams are soul dreams. Because you just know what's going on in them.
So thank you all so much for spending this time with us. I'm Brittany Wagner, and this is Pastor Christy Grainer with Dare to Believe.
Thanks for being here.